USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The first weekend of June marked a greater number of lawlessness and shooting deaths in the United States, more so than the previous three-day weekend, which ended with Memorial Day. The number for weekend violence through Sunday night was at least 12 killed and 38 injured. During the holiday weekend, 9 were killed and more than 60 were injured. Senators said Sunday there is a growing momentum to forge a bipartisan congressional response to recent mass shootings that could trigger federal gun control for the first time in a generation. But a deal is not yet in hand. Talks are expected to continue for several more days. South Korea and the United States responded to North Korea's launch of 8 missiles Sunday by firing 8 more missiles into the waters off the eastern coast of the Korean Peninsula Monday morning. 7 were fired by South Korea and 1 by the United States, according to South Korean Joint Chiefs of Staff. USA Radio News.
Do you have 3 ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy 3 times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-333-1750. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number 2. Call Term Provider at 800-333-1750. That's 800-333-1750. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
Gun control is the talk of the town in Washington, D.C.
Following 2 recent mass shootings at a supermarket in New York State and an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, the issue of guns and gun laws is becoming a hot topic among lawmakers. President Biden recently delivering an address on the issue, calling for a comprehensive national gun control strategy. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, GOP House Minority Whip Steve Scalise shares his thoughts on the response by the other side of the political aisle.
The best way forward is, first of all, when you have a shooting, instead of sitting down and going, okay, what is really causing this? Why do we see these happening more and more in the last few years? It immediately becomes a debate about taking away guns. And you see Democrats quickly run. In the day of the shooting, they were talking about passing H.R. 8 in the Senate.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
A caravan of roughly 10,000 people are expected to swell to 15,000, is heading to the United States with intentions to enter the country. One immigrant expects President Biden to uphold his promise to immigrants.
He promised the Asian community he will help them. He will call Title 42. He will help us having real asylum. But now we need him to keep his promise.
A Honduran migrant tells CNN Biden has given them a time limit to get into the country.
What I want for my people, I just want patience and peace that we can get to the U.S. because they're having a new president, versus Biden. He's going to help all of us. He's given us 100 days to get to the U.S. and give us legal mental paper so we can get a better life for our kids and family.
Britain's governing conservatives will hold a no-confidence vote Monday that challenges Prime Minister Boris Johnson's leadership. If Johnson loses the vote among the 359 conservative lawmakers, the party will choose a new leader who will become the Prime Minister. Now, if he wins, he can't face another challenge for another year under current party rules. NASCAR racing over the weekend, Joey Logano beat Kyle Busch in an intense overtime battle. Coming up next, NASCAR goes to Sonoma, California next weekend. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.